Blog Talk Radio.
That is dedicated to the Ukrainian people who are standing up against the Bolshevik giant, the crusher of freedom. Putin, free the slaves. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Tonight we're going to sympathize, because that's all they're going to get from us, with the Ukrainians. Amazing, isn't it? Who would want to count on us? Would the Hmong people in Vietnam who stood by us, would they want to count on us, what, having been abandoned once? Would the people of South Vietnam count on us, having been abandoned once? Oh, the media turned you against them, didn't they? The media VC, that's NBC VC, Walter Cronkite VC. Yes, the war was lost on the streets of New York, Chicago, and California. And now the state of Illinois is getting ready to seize everybody's guns, along with the state of Connecticut, who has 80,000 outlaws on their hands, who refused to register their weapons. And you know what? The Second Amendment says you're entitled to guns to match the enemy's guns. So if your own government becomes the enemy, you better go out and get yourself a tank and a couple of 155 howitzers and a few jets. Now, where are we going to get those? Hey, Cousin Joey, what are you doing today? I'm cleaning the tank. Now bring it over to my house. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. That music you heard, they call that Baroque choral music. When I think of Baroque, I think of the United States going Baroque. And boy, we got a president that won the lotto. And man, he's spending like it's going out of style. He expects to win another lotto. So we'll take a look at the news and then we'll come back. I did upload something that might give you a few chuckles. There's a guy named Walid Shubat. He has a newsletter, and I subscribe to it. And he's got a racist Egyptian woman calls Obama a donkey. In the U.S., any criticism of Barack Obama is portrayed as racist by the left. The standards are all upside down. In the video below, an angry Egyptian woman yells, "Shut up your mouth, Obama," in English, and then calls him a donkey in Arabic. If there's a war on women, this woman seems to think it's coming from the Obama administration. We can't show you the video because we're on the radio. And here's an article, "Why Pastors Don't Fight Evil," and one of the reasons is because they're afraid of losing their tax-exempt status, which is a gun to your head. And here's an article saying, "Christians must become militant if they are to survive." Another article says, "Obama administration keeps driving Egypt's El Sisi into Putin's camp. U.S. Congress acting impotent." Do you want to know something? With Viagra, these guys couldn't get into action. Yeah, unbelievable. They should give lollipops out. Maybe there's lollipop love. Too much, man. I don't know why we're paying for all these guys to destroy our country. We know we could get guys to do it cheaper. My show tonight is entitled "You Ain't the Boss of Me, Women Fight Back." And in that title of the show, let me see if we cover it. Who are the women that are fighting back? Who are they fighting? They killed all the men, not counting those who committed suicide. I speak from experience. There's a little known secret that men never talk about, the shame that they carry in their faint hearts. Tonight I will expose this hideous dark secret. Battered husbands. That's right. We're out there. I was in the witness protection program for a long time until I got battered husband rehab. Yes, I used to have to go to the meetings in Battered Husbands Anonymous, and I'd get up there with my ski mask on because I knew there were women hidden in the audience looking to identify new victims. And I'd get up in front of the mic and I'd go, "Hi, everybody. My name's Tom, and I'm a battered husband." And the audience would go, "Hello, Tom. How are you?" And then all of a sudden, I'd hear a screech from the back. "I recognize that voice. You're not getting out of here." "Hello, dear. I'm just on my way home." Yeah, we're in trouble, guys. We're in trouble. Yeah, I think the worst is hotshot marriages. I heard a local story of... a couple that got married and they built a brand new house, and they took the entire wedding party down to the Caribbean, and you know, in a chartered plane, and then stayed in a fancy hotel. And when they came back, the bride divorced the groom. How's that, huh? Is that something? Happens all the time. I say we should have divorce receptions, and My father-in-law, he got invited to a wedding, and it was the second wedding for both. And he said, "I'm not putting up money. I paid for the first one. I gave my gift at the first wedding. I'm not giving a second gift." So I said we should have divorce receptions because it would help the economy. And the bride brings back the gifts. The groom brings back the gifts with interest. Yeah. And then what they have to do, they have to explain why the marriage didn't work out. And the one who has the worst story gets the bum's rush. You know what the bum's rush is? That's what it's like a water buffalo. You know how they all group together and charge? That's called the bum's rush. So, having said that, and told you a little bit about what we're covering tonight, let us take a look at what's going on. Let me just see if my upload is finished, because if it is, you'll enjoy it. I pray you enjoy it. And it looks like, yeah, it's uploaded. And if I could only get down below with the punch the dot. Okay, here we go. Hang in there. Welcome as with the spirit of America Party. I am in your instructor today. I am going to teach you how to speak American with a foreign accent so you can blend in your own country. Okay, repeat after me. I love this country, everything free. I love this country, everything free. I have 9 social security numbers. I have 9 social security numbers. I have house on Lake Munchkin. I have house on Lake Munchkin. Next to Reverend Wright. Next to Reverend Wright. $5 million. $5 million. I buy it with food stamp. I buy it with food stamp. How you doing, boys and girls? And welcome to the spirit of America. Yes, I love this country. Everything free. I go to Sleepy's. I buy woman for $4.99. I see ad in paper. Paper say, this mattress with this woman pointing to it is $4.99. I go to Sleepy's. I say, hello. I'm here for the mattress and the woman. Here is my $4.99. You can deliver the mattress. I take woman now. They say, no, no, you can't take woman. I say, I will sue you for false advertising. Look at this picture you put in the paper. There is the woman. Okay, you could have the woman. We don't want any trouble with the ACLU. Oh, man. Are we in trouble or what? You know, I do a lot of blogging in caps. I just can't. I'm so fired up, I haven't got time to hit the shift key. And you wouldn't believe it. Here I am. Every day I'm crying about how much freedom we're losing. Every day the communists are getting stronger. Did you know that there's 70 communists in Congress, and they admit to it that they're communists? They're socialists, and they're listed on the socialist website as communists in Congress. No, no, there is difference between socialist and communist. What's the difference? I don't know. Yeah. So I'm out there blogging, and somebody comes back to me. I do this beautiful work of art. I describe how much we're losing our freedom. And what do I get back? Caps is shouting, and I'm telling teacher, Caps is shouting, you little sissy boy, you little apparatchik, you little fools. So what's going on in the world today? Bossy, yes, we're against bossy. Do not say bossy anymore. Every day Americans are losing. They're losing their right of free speech. It's being taken out one word at a time. Do you know you can't say the word faggot? you will be chastised and ostracized, yes, for saying the word faggot. I made a statement. I was talking about the death of Joan of Arc, and I said that Joan of Arc was killed by a bunch of faggots. Well, the screen lit up. Everybody went crazy. I was called a hobophobe. I don't even know what a hobophobe is. What is that, an effing bum? What? I don't get this. I don't understand. And then they tell me, you're against the LGBT. I said, I don't even know what those letters mean. Okay, I go along with you. I am for LGBT. I am for it, 100%. I love lettuce, bacon, and tomato. Give me a break, man. Give me a break, will you? So now they're going to take out the word bossy. What about bossy the cow that's on the carnation milk? Oh, no, we had her removed. Her udders were too big. Oh, man, I'll tell you, we're in trouble. We are losing our country by the millisecond, and we have no idea what's going on. You know, one day you're going to come out in the street, and Russian tanks are going to be rolling up and down. Oh, they came in through Canada because Canada's ready to fall. And there'll be Chinese MPs directing traffic. And we'll think it's a parade. And, of course, we'll be watching. You know what you do? We're going to take over the United States. Here's how we do it. We put out a video game that they're winning the war. And they will believe they're winning the war. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in big trouble. We got a communist president. We got a communist mayor in New York City. He said, let there be no light. And the lights went out. I watched a hearing the other day. They're trying to shut down all of the, in Congress, they're trying to shut down all of the coal mines. They're trying to shut down all of the liquid natural gas of refineries. There hasn't been one in 10 years. They're trying to shut down fracking. I say go frack yourself. They're trying to shut down fracking. What else? I said nuclear. So the coal mines, I said. They're going after all fossil fuels. We're going to eliminate fossil fuels. While they're having this meeting, you know what I said? You know what somebody should do? They should pull out the circuit breaker and let them all sit in the dark. My mic is not working here. There's no electricity. I can't see anything. Hold on. The candles are coming. May you live with candles the rest of your life. Oh, no, we have to have energy. Yeah, okay. Give me a windmill. Yeah. I killed 10 eagles today with a windmill. Yeah. Oh, this is John Kerry. Listen, I'm for environmental Leninism, And I'm for getting rid of fossil fuels, but I got to tell you something. I just looked out my beautiful beachfront property bay window, and there's a propeller out there, and it's interrupting my view of happiness. Well, I guess I won't be here. I'm going to start a war, World War III. I'm going to straighten out Mr. Putin. I'm going to throw my medals over the Kremlin wall. We're in trouble, man. Doctor, what can we do? I'm getting all kinds of bad vibes. I'm breaking out in cold sweats. Of course you are. You're losing your country. Hang in there. I was reading blogs yesterday. I went on the Ukrainian National Anthem YouTube website. And they play the Ukrainian National Anthem, and then underneath it, the guys comment on what's happening to the poor Ukraine, having been sold out once again by the United States. Don't count on us, whoever you are, wherever you are, don't count on us. And if you don't believe me, ask the Hmong people in Vietnam. Ask the South Vietnamese. Oh, yeah, we got tired of that war. We lost that war in New York, Chicago, and San Francisco. Yeah, don't count on us. Under Eisenhower, we encouraged the Hungarians to rise up against Mother Russia, and Mother Russia came in. And I bet you if you go to YouTube, you can find the last radio transmission from Hungary in the 50s when the KGB bastards came in to into Hungary and smashed the freedom. And look how long they had to wait for it. God bless Pope John Paul. And God bless everybody who tried to bring that wall down, including Ronald Reagan. But you know what? When the wall came down, the communists got stronger. They just adapted. They morphed like a chameleon. Schlemillion. They morphed. And now they're about to kill the Ukrainians. Once again, they already starved the 10 million Ukrainians. Under Joseph Stalin, they starved, and Lenin, they starved them to death. They were forced to eat their own children to survive. How is that for irony? You know who else did that? And he was, and his role model was Stalin, was Saddam Hussein. We didn't have to go to Iraq. That's easy for you to say. You're not from Kuwait. Yeah, that's easy for you to say. You're not a woman. Well, listen, I think that the Ukrainians should stand up against those Russians. Stand up, you Ukrainians. Stand up against those Russians. Fight. Give your blood. What about you? Are you going to join the Ukrainians and stand with them? Oh, no. No, I'm against war. You're against war? And besides that, I mean, what are you going to do when the KGB barbarians come over the fence and rape the women? Well, I'm a man. Well, what makes you think you're not going to get raped? Oh, no, that's impossible. Yeah. You know what they call you in Russian? Honey pie. Yeah. It's ridiculous, man. 2 million German women were raped when Stalin sent his Mongolian hordes, frontline troops, into Berlin. 2 million German women. You think about that. And I read stories where they nailed the women to barn doors, just like crucifixion. Oh, that could never happen. That only happens in the movies. And in the movies, we win everything. Yeah, I know. Did you find my plane? I lost my plane. Oh, we know what's going on all over the world. Did you find my plane? I lost my plane. It's got a big M on it for Malaysia. Unbelievable, man. We're in trouble. Ukrainians, be smart. Don't be a bullet catcher. Let the brutes have their way. Go underground and wait for your day. Like George Patton said, never let the enemy pick the battleground. You pick the battleground. And it's not in the middle of Kiev Square. Your battleground has to be where you win. And if you can't win in Kiev Square, do not shed one drop of blood. You pick the time, and you strike for your country when the time is right. And that is something, that'll give a Putin something to think about while he gets another fire in another part of the world, in the other part of the Soviet Union. You know, from one ember comes a big spark that flies. So just hang in there, be patient, protest, negotiate, but do not spill any blood. Save your blood for when it's going to be needed to fight. So let me take a break. I'll give you a tune, and we'll do the Ukrainian hymn. I think it's called "Oh My God." I promised you a Ukrainian hymn. I can't find it, so I'm reaching out for a Latin hymn, which many Ukrainians might understand, and it's called "O Salutaris Hostia," and I'll give you the English before we give you the tune. O saving victim, opening wide the gate of heaven to all below, our foes press on from every side, thine aid supply, thy strength bestow. To thy great name be endless praise, immortal Godhead, one in three. O grant us endless length of days in our true native land with thee. Amen.
O salutaris hostia, quae caeli pandis ostium, terra primundo stilia, da robert ter auxilium. Deo Patris dit gloria, eiusque soli filio, cum spiritu paraclito, nunc et erat et siculum. O salutaris hostia, quae caeli pandis ostium, bella primundo stilia, da robert ter auxilium. Muni trinoque domino, si sempiterna gloria, qui vitam sine termino, nobis donet in patria.
What's going on in our Air Force Academy? It looks like they're waging war on Christianity. I got a bulletin here. Oh, okay, I see the reason. This is from the Liberty Institute, Restoring Religious Liberty in America. Yeah, the Ukrainians are getting it and we're losing it. Air Force Academy violates law by erasing cadets' Bible verse. Liberty Institute attorneys flying to academy offer free legal defense for cadets. Mike Weinstein is at it again. There's two Weinsteins and one a Sarah Silverman who make a lot of trouble for this country, and they hate God and country. The anti-faith founder of the deceptively named Military Religious Freedom Foundation. That's the way the communists work. They always take an American, a patriotic-sounding handle. Who has labeled evangelism spiritual rape and called for the imprisonment of Christian officers, contacted the Air Force Academy yesterday complaining that a cadet had written a Bible verse on a dry erase board on the door of his dormitory room. According to Weinstein, in order for Weinstein to learn about that, there has to be a rat inside who turned them in. So already, the esprit de corps is being corrupted. According to Weinstein, the Bible verse was scrubbed from the whiteboard exactly 2 hours and 9 minutes after his phone call. A spokesman for the Air Force Academy confirms that the religious content was in fact removed. Man, I'll tell you, I don't see any good coming from the Weinsteins and Sarah Silverman. I think they do more to promote anti-Semitism than accomplishing any communist goals they have in mind. And I got to tell you, I got skin in the game, and I don't like it. I don't like it at all. And I think that it puts my grandchildren in jeopardy. And God help you if you reignite anti-Semitism in this country. Liberty Institute condemns, takes action Liberty Institute strongly condemns the action by the Air Force Academy when they unlawfully erased the cadet's Bible verse. The board was constitutionally protected private speech. And they're flying that to the academy, and they're going to raise holy hell. So there's a couple of people out there that are trying to save the country, but there's a lot of people that are trying to bring it down. And right now, they're running the show. It's called the Democrat Party, which is now the Communist Party. Oh, I know you're shocked. I know. I come from a long line of Democrats, but they all turned rat a long time ago. So, having said that, I'm going to play you a rebel tune.
Warning, this MP3 down.
The communists got it. The communists got it. Okay, we'll play you. I got the Irish National Anthem, but it's in Gaelic. Maybe what we got to do is we got to start teaching Gaelic in the schools. All the Irish should petition. I know kids in kindergarten are already learning Spanish. Yeah, it's really sad. Not because it's Spanish and it's a nice language to learn, but because it's being given a priority or equality, as the communists say. So having said that, I'm going to give you the Irish National Anthem.
We'll sing a song, a soldier song, with cheering, rousing chorus. As round our blazing fires we throng, the starry heavens o'er us. Impatient for the coming fight, and as we wait the morning light, here in the silence,
to see the movie Son of God, and there's one scene in it that really gets me. Pontius Pilate's wife has a dream about Jesus being crucified, and she says to her husband, "I had this horrible dream, have nothing to do with the crucifixion of this man. I'm warning you. It's a warning." So, of course, he sentences Jesus to be crucified. And after it's all over, his wife again reminds him, "You shouldn't have done it." And you know what his answer was? "In 1 week, he will be forgotten." What year is this? 2014? Interesting. And I'm sure that there are communists out there who say the same thing. I remember Joseph Stalin when they said, you know, the Pope is to be feared. And Stalin said, "How many tanks does the Pope have?" Now I see a preview for Noah, and everybody is trying to intimidate Noah. There's thousands of people there standing, and the guy goes, "I'm a king and I have a whole army, and you're alone." And Noah says to him, "I'm not alone." Hot stuff, huh? Okay. This, I'm dedicating this to the Irish and to the Americans and to the Ukrainians. Just like at the Last Supper when Jesus said, one of you is about to betray me. There's a joke that an Irish priest hated the British. And every Sunday he would get up in the pulpit and he would rally his parishioners to the cry of get rid of the British. So the cardinal called him and said, look, you're causing a lot of problems. You're causing dissension in your parish. If you attack the British one more time, I'm going to have you removed. So that Sunday, the sermon was the Last Supper. And the Irish priest got up. He was brokenhearted. And he started the sermon. He said, and it was the Last Supper, and Jesus was sitting with his apostles, and he turned to his people, and he said, one of ye is about to betray me. And John said, is it I, Lord? And the Lord said, no. And Thomas said, is it I, Lord? And the Lord said, no. And Judas Iscariot said, I say, is it me, governor? Okay. So we're going to play, and using that statistic, I always have a cardinal rule. That's 1 out of 12. 1 out of 12 allies. One out of 12 will betray you, and I think everybody should use that rule. Not everybody is going to be on your side. So guard, on guard. So I'll give you the Patriot Games because this guy has the same squawk.
Come on, you young rebels, and list while I sing. For the love of one's country is a terrible thing. It banishes fear with the speed of a flame, and it makes us all part of the Patriot Game. My name is O'Hanlon, and I'm just gone 16. My home is in Monaghan, where I was weaned. I've learned all my life cruel England to blame, and so I'm a part of the Patriot Game. Barely 2 years since I wandered away, with a local battalion of the bold IRA. I'd read of our heroes, and I wanted the same, to play off my part in the Patriot Game. This island of ours has for long been half free. 6 counties are under John Bull's tyranny. So I gave up my boyhood to drill and to train, to play my own part in the Patriot Game. And now as I lie here, my body all holds, I think of those traitors who bargained and sold. I wish that my rifle had given
Okay, so we're back. And here's a couple of headlines from the New American. I think the New American is affiliated with the John Birch Society. And do you know the origin of the John Birch Society, how they got the name? He was the first American killed by the communists, and he was murdered in China, I think, right after or during World War II. So they named the society after him, the first American to be killed by the communists. And the John Birch Society was labeled an extreme right-wing organization. But my friend Jimmy from Brooklyn says there's no such thing as right-wing. Right-wing is mainstream American. And from what I see, the left-wing would have to be the Democrat Party, which is now the Communist Party. How can you have a party that supports child murder, drug selling, pardoning criminals, open borders so anybody can come in, and bringing diseases that we cured 50 years ago, and what else? Flag burning. That's another one. They support flag burning. They call it freedom of speech. They are all ACLU robots. And there's 70 of them listed as members of the Socialist Party. And if there's 70 Democrats listed as members of the Socialist Party, you know there's got to be at least another 70. What's that saying? If you see one rat, there's a million? Yeah, so I'm not worried about the John Birch Society because they're trying to save America. So this is the New American. This might be a milder form, but there's a bill afoot to register all firearms introduced in Illinois. And then there's another one that says the White House boasts of Obama power grabs as Congress funds them. And there's another one, and this one is of interest only because Senator Feinstein is attacking the CIA because they smashed the Constitution and separation of powers. Well, then go after Obama, honey. Now, what I worry about with Senator Feinstein, she sits on the Senate Intelligence Committee, and the CIA is spying on her computer, telephone, and are they spying on her husband, who's making a fortune dealing with the CHICOMs? Can we get to see his books and records? Let's pretend he is a Catholic and a member of the Tea Party. Give his name to Lois Lerner, and let's see what we can learn from Lerner. Virginia adopts bipartisan law protecting farms and property rights. Yes, because there is a communist movement afoot. It's called, It's called eminent domain. So some poor guy that worked all his life and bought himself a little nice piece of beachfront property just wants to live out his golden years. And along comes the town ordinance people and condemn his property and take it over so that they can build a high-rise. And that guy loses his rights. I used to walk the beach in Ocean City, Maryland, and I'd see these big, big, beautiful condominiums, you know, 20 stories, 30 stories, 40 stories. And I'd go from one to the next one, and in between the two of them, there's a guy, he's got a little cottage. They couldn't get him. And that's, I love that. I love it. And I got to tell you something, and nobody should attack a farmer for any reason, because one day you may be begging for food. And I'll tell you, if these farmers all stop growing crops to raise pot, we're all going to be in trouble. And pot is going to be a commodity. It's going to be traded as futures. Yeah, we got the pork bellies, we've got the coffee and the sugar, and we have the marijuana. Which kind do we have? Well, we have the golden, the silver, and crack for those who haven't got the marijuana money. Yeah. And, of course, you can start out on cocaine, but you're going to end up on heroin because the cocaine's kind of expensive. And when everybody walks away from you because you're a junkie and nobody trusts you, and they lock their doors and turn you out, you'll have to go to a cheaper a product. It's harder to steal the money to get the good stuff. But, of course, it's endorsed by the United States government, so it has to be good for you. As long as you're paying the 25% tax, Colorado last month made, $2 million on the first load? Yeah. Was it $2 million or $2 billion? It might have been $2 billion. It's great, isn't it? That's government entrepreneurship at its height. Thanks to fracking, U.S. will pass Saudi Arabia in oil production. You know, I was once involved in trying to get a bid to build a natural gas ship. Did you ever see what a natural gas ship looks like? It looks like a regular ship. The hull is the same. But over the top of the ship, it's like a stadium. The ship looks like a stadium on the water, and it holds liquid natural gas. And, of course, when the ship is unloaded and they convert it from liquid to airborne, the volume increases tremendously, and that makes it profitable. But these ships are not cheap. And I heard today in one of the hearings that we have only one refinery that can liquefy natural gas. It's down in Louisiana, and I think it's about 2 or 3 years from coming online. And, of course, what's holding them up? The communists and the Democrat Party. It's always the communists and the Democrat Party that want the worst for the USA and the most for themselves. Snowden says, I would absolutely do it again. Snowden is a KGB agent, and what you don't know and what the world doesn't know is that the good memos that got people killed were not released. Those people are dying all over the world. The only thing Snowden is releasing is the memos that make the country look bad. But he's working for the Soviets, and I wouldn't be surprised if his father was too. I don't buy them, and he definitely didn't do it for the good of the USA or the Second Amendment or the First Amendment or the 14th Amendment. He did it for none of those reasons. He's a communist. Oh, you can't say that. McCarthyite. Hey, I'm reading about Joe McCarthy, and I'll tell you something. I feel sorry for the guy. He stood alone. He was all alone, that guy, and he gave it his best shot, and that's more than the mice do, the Viet Congress mice. And, of course, you know, once you've been labeled by the communists with one of their many labels, nobody will touch you. Ask Sarah Palin. But a guy like David Letterman can stand up in front of his entire CBS audience and call for the rape of Sarah Palin's little daughter and say he hopes she gets raped in a seventh-inning stretch by A-Rod. And the audience went wild. And that's why we're losing our country, because all the fools that were clapping there are going to be in concentration camps first. And then I'll be following right behind. But it's the fools who betray the country that usually get the first bullet. So having said that, I'll cheer you up. So what should we do? Oh, this is a good one. I'm going to dedicate this to the Weinsteins and Sarah Silverman, the ACLU, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and the 48 senators who voted to burn the flag. And 125 Congress mice.
Onward, Christians, soldiers, marching as to war.
thank you, Mormon Tabernacle Choir. They have some of the most patriotic songs. And isn't it a sad fact that there are communists in this country that have mastered the art of divide and conquer and will pit Protestants and Catholics against Mormons? How successful they have been. They're making us fight amongst each other while they stick to their goal of the destruction of the United States, the subjugation of the United States, the return to slavery for the United States. It is terrible. It is absolutely terrible.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat," and I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, 'Can you see?' And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. She's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
Yeah, we could use a little more patriotism. I see today in today's news the Canadian government is ordering the Catholic churches to accept and teach Wicca. That's wonderful, isn't it? If the Canadian government is that weak for Wicca, how safe are our borders on the north? Is it easier for the Russians to come over through Alaska and down and turn Canada into a second Crimea? Can Canada hold the line? I don't know. I don't know. But I do know that we got a song that we got to sing. And I was watching a rugby match between England and Ireland. And man, you ought to see the patriotism as those fans sing their national anthem. It is better than ours. there is more patriotism in those two little countries than there is in ours. We can't wait till it's over with. They start clapping when there's one verse left. So here you go. Here's Taps for Those Who Died for Us. And this is a vinyl record with 37 scratches. Each scratch represents 8,000 Americans who died in World War II. Count them up.